Hello, and welcome to Awin Talks, the Affiliate Marketing Podcast. I'm your host, Rob Davidson from Awin's Global Strategy Team, and I'm joined today by my regular co-host, Kevin Edwards. Hi, Kev.
Hi, Rob.
How are you?
Not too bad, thank you. How are you?
Good, good. I'm delighted to say we are also joined by a long-time listener and sometime co-host, Rachel Tyra from our US office. Hello, Rachel.
Hi, Rob.
Now, I should say that we are all actually in the same room today, which is quite the novelty. Kev, this is the first time you and I have recorded the pod in the same room for about 2 years, I think.
Is it?
I think so. And Rachel, I've not seen you in person since our ill-fated trip to Affiliate Summit in Las Vegas in late 2019. We've all got great memories of that, I'm sure.
We actually were just talking about this the other day when we ended with a very boozy brunch to celebrate the end of ASW.
I think we were drinking peach Bellinis by the Las Vegas Strip.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah, we were.
So what are you doing on this side of the pond?
I'm actually in town for some family weddings, and I thought I would come see the London office. So
come and make a real life in-person cameo appearance on the podcast.
Exactly. Wanted to make an entrance.
Well, we're delighted to have you, aren't we, Kev?
Absolutely.
Excitement.
On the podcast today, our main interview is with a really fascinating loyalty rewards app from Germany with a unique sustainable spin. AndCharge has launched the first loyalty platform for electric vehicle drivers who can earn kilometers to charge their cars by shopping through the app. It's a truly novel approach to affiliate marketing, and I chat to Simon Vogt, the co-founder and CSO at AndCharge, to find out more about the company a bit later. Before that, though, we've had a couple of recent important tech releases in the Awin interface that I wanted to discuss today. The first being the launch of single view attribution reporting within the UI. Now, this has been made available to all clients that are using single view and the multi-touch attribution solution that Awin have made available, and they can now access that directly within the Awin reporting themselves rather than having to go through the single view interface themselves. Now, further to that single view release, Awin US President Alex Forsch has also just penned an article explaining why affiliate attribution has to evolve beyond its last click heritage for Martech Record, the US industry publication. She makes the case for why multi-touch solutions like single view are so vital for brands right now in better understanding the value of every partner they work with and every campaign they're running. I'll drop a link to that article in the landing page copy for this episode. And Kev, on the last episode of the podcast, I spoke briefly to Ed Chaput about the launch of a new publisher recommendations tool for advertisers in the interface as well. That has now been globally rolled out across all markets, hasn't it?
Yeah, so now it's available in every market, as you say. It's available for all Awin advertisers. It's a recommendation tool that builds a set of publisher suggestions based on the performance of your program and also your preferences as well. It makes 20 initial suggestions. It kind of is built based around machine learning. So it kind of learns the more and more that the tool is used. So we actively encourage advertisers to log in frequently and use the report. The more that advertisers use it, the more they rate the publishers that are recommended to them, and those recommendations are based on performance metrics and other brand partnerships on the network. The more that they are rated, the better the suggestions become over time. And it's easily accessible. So just go into the publisher directory within the UI and you'll be able to see that report. And as I mentioned, it's been rolled out in all markets, so it should be available for everybody. And you can read more about it on our blog post.
Yeah, and I think Ed mentioned in our conversation on the previous episode how it is learning over time, so those recommendations should get better. I'm really excited to see how that evolves in the coming months. So yeah.
Yeah, I also think it's part of, we've all seen the affiliate channel grow in popularity and more publishers entering the space. We've certainly noticed a massive acceleration in the last 12 to 18 months. And so you kind of do need to bring in additional tools that enable you to kind of be able to filter through all those opportunities. So it very much kind of aligns with that trend.
Music to the ears of advertisers everywhere, I'm sure. And also potentially for agencies, which segues nicely to some accreditation that we have coming out for agencies. Is that right, Rachel?
Yeah. So as of Monday, I believe that's March 1st, we will be launching the Global Agency Certification. So giving our agencies the opportunity to become AWIN certified and kind of educating them on how best to manage their advertiser programs and also discover publishers. But essentially, we will be having tiered requirements based off the size of the agency. So smaller agencies will require 2 certified account managers, and then it's 4 different modules that we will be taking account managers through. And at the end of that exam, they are certified, and then we will run refreshers every 12 months.
Yeah. You tested me earlier on the accreditation
test. It's challenging.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, I found it challenging, but I'm not sure if that really...
Rob would not have passed. Kevin even less so.
The Rob Davidson and Kevin Edwards agency is not getting accredited by AWIN.
No, but we might start using it as an internal test to see who is qualified.
Stick it on the AWIN Academy for staff.
Yes.
It is. It's available on the Agency Resource Center.
Well, I look forward to seeing that rolled out. Now, on to my interview with Simon from AndCharge. Hi, Simon. Thanks for joining us on the podcast today.
Hi, Rob. Yeah, thanks for having me. Quite excited.
Great. Could you, first of all, just introduce AndCharge to our listeners and explain a little bit about how the app and how the business works?
Yeah, definitely. Yeah. So it's quite interesting because we are focusing on EV charging. So basically our focus, our market is e-mobility, which is basically a quite impressive rising market in the moment. And we are the first sustainable loyalty program in this market. And we try to bring the EV drivers on our platform and try to bring benefits if it comes to the cost of charging. So TCO, total cost of ownership, I think we come to the details during our podcast today.
Perfect. So yeah, this is a very kind of on trend field or space to be operating, I'd say. There's more and more interest in sustainability and particularly in the EV market, where we know that there's a huge amount of projected value around the electric vehicle market, for instance. Could you tell me how long has the company been going for, and what were the origins of the idea behind it?
Yeah, so it's been a while. And basically, I started this e-mobility journey around 10 years ago, so quite early. I was part of the first wave of e-mobility in Europe. And we experienced as a team quite a lot if it comes to EV charging. And we were working on it's called charging service, charging app. It was back in the days in 2018. And we were experiencing a couple of issues with the EV drivers. So if it comes to public charging, it's quite different than refueling. So of course, refueling happens at gas stations. Charging happens somehow everywhere. And the charging ecosystem is quite complex. So you have new players in this charging ecosystem. And that means new players in the value chain. Somewhere the price adds up, right? The price point adds up. And at the end, the consumer, the users, they need to pay the price point. And this affects the total cost of ownership of EVs, especially if you compare, let me say, the price per 100 kilometers per gas, and if you compare it to EV driving. And our initial idea was somehow, let's try to find a cool, nice platform that helps EV drivers, that improves the user engagement, that helps EV drivers' life, and bring happy moments to EV charging. And that was, let me say, the initial sparks of AndCharge 2018-19. And we came then across these loyalty schemes, which are quite popular. So you have got this, old-fashioned punch cards everywhere, where you can really have the stamp in your punch card, up to fully digitalized apps. And in Germany especially, we have huge platforms with millions of users. So it's quite known. And I think every second German is part of a loyalty scheme. And we were like, okay, this could be a nice idea because it's known. So we don't need to tell a completely new story. It's just basically bringing loyalty into the sustainability world, in the sustainable world. And that was the idea, right? Really creating something new based on a known and well-working technology. And that was, let me say, the spark when AndCharge was born and coming up with the first loyalty scheme for free public charging. That's basically some of the claim we have.
Brilliant. Well, so there's obviously, you mentioned just now that the big loyalty platforms that already exist out in the German market and that consumers are very, very familiar with, and many of them use obviously to as part of their shopping experiences. So many of them are predicated, and their success has been definitely helped by their monetization through the affiliate channel and affiliate partnerships. So for you, was it always the plan that you would use the affiliate channel as a means of monetizing the audience and the kind of loyalty that you've built up with your users?
So basically the idea was to create, and that's what we are. We are, let me say, a tech platform. So we are not just this single loyalty scheme. We have further services on the platform, and I think we come to this. And one part is really having this strong proposition and propose to the users, if you're part of our platform, we have a nice selection of shops where you can purchase, where you can book your holidays, etc. And then you have the chance really to have a nice benefit. And we don't, let me say, pay out the cash. We pay out our bonus points are called kilometers, basically, with a reference to mobility. So we really try to tie it into e-mobility and mobility. And so this was the approach, really, to bring a measurable benefit to the users on our platform. And of course, it's for us a revenue stream. That's for sure. We try to be very transparent. But I think apart from maybe other loyalty schemes, we are not working with user data. So this is something we are not into. We are into bringing benefits. And of course, we somehow take a small margin to refinance the platform. And the biggest proportion we push to our users, and they can use this for kind of free public charging.
Right. Okay. Mm-hmm. So when they earn kilometer, I guess you might call them points, or, you know, this entity from you, they can then apply that against their kind of their vehicles when they're charging, and that saves them on their costs for actually running the vehicle. Is that right?
Exactly. So 1 kilometer is equal to 8 euro cents, basically. That's the idea behind. And then at the end, of course, you can use it as a kind of your budget that can be applied for charging. And the idea, and this is why I initially put platform into the game, we are connecting to service providers for charging. So we are kind of means of payment. And that's, let me say, a little bit the secret sauce. So users can connect our platform to their charging apps, and then they can pay with and charge kilometers instead of using, for example, credit card or your bank account. That's the idea behind.
Okay, great. Is AndCharge only currently available within Germany? I know that if you were just to look at the German market, that's your kind of market where you originate from. There's lots of different kind of players that you're obviously having to integrate with as well. So my first part of that question then, I guess, is are you able to work with lots of those different suppliers, those kind of electric kind of suppliers? And then the second part of that question is, do you also then work outside of Germany as well across other territories?
Yeah, I think Germany is the most fragmented market if it comes to EV charging. So it's really, we have got this, it's called utilities. So the small energy providers, it's more than 1,000. It's really crazy. And every of those utilities has own charging stations. Some of them has own apps. And for us, it was in the beginning, of course, the first, let me say, step was to explain and really boost our idea into the market. And we started 2020 in January. So we are more than 2 years in the market, 2 years live. And so we are quite well known here in Germany. That's quite well. And we have a couple of partners. We're working, for example, I think it's MBW, one of our biggest partners for charging, and one of the top shops on Avid, basically. I think this is something maybe we come on later in the discussion. So that's quite nice. So we have a strong proposition, and we are the platform for EV drivers. They're looking for benefits and happy moments if it comes to charging in Germany. And of course, we try to bring this model, this successful model, to other markets as well. And so we did. So we have AndCharge live in Austria, Switzerland, and also looking to the Dutch guys. So Belgium, Netherlands is live, and we recently added UK. And we are hungry for more, right? We are really looking and try to follow the EV wave and really validating markets like the Nordics, quite exciting, quite special, as well as like France and Italy. So there will be more of AndCharge, and we try to bring the secret sauce and this well-working model to the other markets as well.
Fantastic. And what kind of uptake has there actually been of the app amongst shoppers who are using your platform?
Yeah, it's quite, of course, we don't have millions, but I think I need to explain a bit, because we even don't have millions of electric vehicles. Of course, we have crazy, crazy uptakes of EV adoption, that's for sure. But we come from a very small foundation, from a very small base. And what we see is that we really can attract a nice number of EV drivers. That's quite nice. And I think always it's important to know we are not spending hundreds of euros on marketing. We try to do it pretty smart with our partners. So we have a quite low CAC. That's quite nice. And what the users like is that we are focused and we understand their needs. Yeah, we really try to be kind of companion for the EV driver, follow the EV driver alongside the charging journey. And so therefore, we are in this evoked set of the EV driver and we are quite well known. So we are happy so far. Of course, there's always room for improvement. And this is something what we're working in for 2022. But the uptake is definitely good so far. Yeah.
So it's going pretty well so far. How are you going to continue to evolve the AnCharge offering for your users and also actually for the brand partners who work with you?
Yes, I think, and this is something, of course, we really focusing on is sustainability. I think everybody is discussing this topic, but we don't want to use sustainability just as a marketing gag or saying, okay, shop in here and it's sustainable. So we really try to have this in our roots. So this is something which we really have in our policy, in our governance. We have corporations with the World Food Program or the Red Cross, where we really share, of course, benefits and where we, of course, donate basically our spendings, for example. Or we have promotions with our users, with the EV drivers. And this is something that we're really focusing on. So what we try to focus on more is find a nice way to even have corporations with more sustainable shops and find promotions based on that. And this is something that I think comes to the network. We see that partners approaching us, shopping partners approaching us. Oh, okay, I heard about you guys. Let's do something in terms of sustainability. What could be a nice case? And we have a couple of nice best practices that we are going to offer there. And this would be definitely a focus for 2022, for sure. Find more of those partners and find nice cases that we can make the difference in the market, that's for sure. And then, of course, we try to really focusing on being that companion for the EV drivers. And I think for now, we need to be a little bit sensitive because the market shifts from this early adopters, right? These pioneers, these veterans that are quite into deep into the markets, deep understanding. And now we are coming to the mass market. Different needs, and the mass market is really, it's fast. They don't want to be mentally occupied with charging. It should be as easy as they learn with refueling. And for that, we need to prepare. We need to maybe adapt a little bit the journey we have on our platform. And this will be definitely a focus for 2022.
Brilliant. Well, it's only been 2018, I think you said, is when it all started. So it's only been, this is like your fourth year of existence, but what would you say has been the biggest achievement that you've had with the company so far?
Yeah, so basically, so we started the ideas in 2018 and the company went live by 2020. So 2 years really active. Okay. But of course, the
only
thoughts,
2 years.
Right? two years. But the thoughts, of course, we had in mind since a while. And yeah, the biggest achievements, and that's always a good question, a tricky question. I don't want to come up with, I don't know, turnover or such.
Yeah.
For me, the biggest achievement is that we really made it happen that the platform works. So we have I think we are quite well-known partner if it comes to loyalty schemes and EV charging and sustainability. This is my greatest achievement, I would say, not mine, the team's, but this would be my answer. Really, we made it happen. So AnCharge works. It's quite nice. The proposition is cool. We love to work with you guys. It's quite nice. We have cool shopping partners, cool, nice top shops. And the conversion into kilometers is a cool one. So therefore, I think this is the greatest achievement of the team, of a small team. Really, at the beginning, we didn't know, is that a case that really could scale big? But now we see this is something that really works. And it's different to other loyalty programs you see in the market. And that's something, I think this is our edge. And this edge we need to protect and really focusing on more.
Yeah, I think that you're totally right. It is a pretty unique solution out there right now. And personally, I think this is really fascinating, really innovative kind of solution. And it's the kind of thing that really excites me, I think, about the affiliate industry, to know that partners like yourselves are kind of connected with brands through us. And it's great to know that hopefully it's continuing to fuel your own growth. And we hope, fingers crossed, you'll continue to see to scale the business and to see more AnCharge users across the world.
Yeah, definitely. Same in here. And this is something we are working hard on, quite sure. And definitely, I think EV charging will be, it's, as said, it's not a trend. It's there. And we see the governments put very strong rules and regulations in place. So the guideline and the guidance is there. And so we need to fill this guidance, the guidelines with content, with services, features. And as said, especially after this long COVID pandemic period, people are looking for good moments. And I think with AnCharge, and I think you guys, you know our logo with the heart and the plug, it's really bringing those. Charging is an experience. could be, isn't. And this is something we're working on, really bring the experience into charging. Of course, you see the benefit if it's cheaper for you. But on the other hand side, what we really see is gamification works quite nice as well, because the users love to collect points and kilometers. That's really a gamification thing as well. So it's not all about saving money. It's all about maybe I can do something while I charge my car. Maybe I shop something. Let's check the shops while my car is charged. That's really the idea.
Brilliant. Well, thanks for taking the time to come onto the podcast and to speak to us today. And we wish you the best of luck for 2022.
Thank you, Rob. Thanks for having me. Quite exciting discussing with you, and looking forward to our cooperation as well.
Brilliant. Huge thanks to Simon there for taking the time to record our conversation. AndCharge are one of a number of partners that we're spotlighting in the upcoming AWIN report, which is due for release in late March. Now, I've had conversations with all these partners and will include them in future episodes of the podcast over the next few months. We'll also dedicate some time to elaborating more on the contents of this year's report in an upcoming episode of the podcast to give you a better idea of what it contains. We've taken a slightly different approach this year, and I'm really excited to see what people make of it.
How's it going, Rob?
Yeah, it's going pretty well. It's been pretty arduous as usual, putting it all the different strands together.
Always a rush.
Yes, exactly. Yeah, I'm sure you're looking forward to flicking through all the content and reading it.
Absolutely.
What is about you, Rachel?
Is it digital? It's a PDF. Yeah,
you can print it off if you want.
Yeah. Well, I think I have PTSD from when we had to carry when they were like literal Bibles, how they were so heavy, and we had to carry them on the train, like to ASE or ASW.
Is that when the back pain started?
Yeah, when...
It's a good job you get good health insurance.
Yeah. Great health insurance, 10 out of 10. Couldn't recommend more.
Can you claim against the AWIN report for back-related injuries?
We can claim against you personally.
I'm not being sued by my own colleague for the AWIN report.
Way more common in the US.
Before that's published, though, we've got plenty of other upcoming content events to look out for. What is in the pipeline as far as AWIN Access is concerned, Kevin?
So we haven't quite announced this yet at time of recording, but it may have been maybe by the time the episode comes out. We are partnering in the UK. AWIN Access is partnering with a small business organisation, a leading advocate for small businesses in the UK. And we've got a series of quite interesting opportunities coming up with those guys, which will be sort of showcasing small businesses and also showcasing how the affiliate industry can be a really useful marketing channel for those small businesses. So that's quite an exciting opportunity. That's going to be across the course of 2022. So that should be being announced very soon.
Yeah, I had a conversation yesterday actually with another affiliate who will probably use that interview for a future episode of AWIN Talks. But they were talking, they're a kind of technology partner, and they were talking about how they're adapting their solution for small businesses, much like Intently already have done over here in the UK. And I think there's a definite trend within the industry, which we already kind of have talked about and discussed, but there definitely seems to be a kind of growing desire to want to cater for these smaller businesses with these marketing solutions, which I think is
it's interesting, really interesting. Actually, one of the things that we found was when we looked at who was most enthusiastic and who was most keen to use those types of solutions, actually the biggest adopters were the AWIN Access clients. And whilst obviously it's great to do some of the PR that we've done around big brands like Samsung, for example, with that case study is available on the website, an interesting case study around basket optimization, those types of solutions actually are great for small businesses that either don't necessarily have the capacity to create them themselves, or they, you know, it's just not, they're potentially not a familiarity with them. So they are very much kind of big adopters of that tech.
Yeah, definitely. Well, actually, our very own Alex Palmer Yee will be presenting at Digital City Expo on that theme in Manchester. That's a conference that's taking place over the 9th and 10th of March. APY will be doing a session that talks about the influx of these innovative technology partners and in the affiliate channel that's we've seen over the last couple of years, and we'll explore why they have the potential to transform the perception of our industry and its value to businesses. Alex will be joined by a variety of AWIN colleagues at the conference too. So if you're attending, please do come up and say hi to the team, who will have a dedicated stand there. Now, Alex is also helping to run the Affiliate Links event on the 18th of March in London, which is the first event that's been organised by the industry's D&I steering group. This inaugural event is aimed at newer entrants to the affiliate industry and in helping more junior colleagues and staff members to network and learn from a series of interesting speakers. Unfortunately, I believe the event has actually already sold out, so it's too late to attend now, but we'll look to get either Alex or one of the other organisers onto an episode soon to tell us about how it all goes. Now, Rachel, not to be outdone by our own glamorous events in Manchester and London, I believe there's an upcoming US industry event in Palm Springs. What can you tell us about that? Either Palm Springs or the event, it's up to you.
Well, I can tell you that Palm Springs is usually pretty hot. It's also a great place for a bachelorette party if anyone's interested. But our team will actually be out there attending Palm Springs. And if anyone is interested in meeting with our team, they can reach out to us through the event platform. We'd be more than happy to set up a meeting, or you can stop by booth that we'll have there in the expo hall, which is 218.
Can listeners look forward to meeting Rachel Tyrer in person at Palm Springs?
No, but we should make an argument for me going there. I think I could do some good work.
That's your mantra.
No, won't be there.
Well, that's all we have time for on this week's episode of AWIN Talks. Thank you once again for joining us, Rachel.
It was an invaluable contribution. I was bamboozled into this yet again. No one ever gives me the heads up. No one gives me the heads up of when I'm supposed to be on here.
I mean, you can't tell.
I have 10 minutes to prepare. It's all... It's brutal.
Well, if listeners rate Rachel's contributions, please do give us a rating and review on whichever podcast platform you choose. 5 stars would be preferable, of course, but if you want to give a more realistic review, then please feel free to go ahead.
I think it's like, comment, subscribe is the usual sign off.
Sorry.
We're never going to get followers.
Until next time, it's goodbye from me. Goodbye from Kev.
Bye.
And goodbye from Rachel.